For the very first time, when you fill out the national census in August next year, the option of no religion will be placed above all other religious denominations. Having previously appeared at the bottom of the list, no religion now will appear first. The question is whether this will deliver a more accurate snapshot of Australia's religious makeup, or whether it will simply deliver a different skew to the results. Here's what the president of the Rationalist Society of Australia expects from the change.
There was a worldwide Gallup poll back in 2012, and that showed that in Australia, 48% of the population who responded to that Gallup poll said that they were not a religious person. 48%, that's almost half of Australians. Now, they might be spiritual, but they responded to that survey saying that they were not a religious person. So we think that the current census figure of 22% is probably an understatement, and bringing the no religion option to the top of the list is going to correct that understatement and come up with a much more accurate figure.
That's Meredith Doig, president of the Rationalist Society of Australia. And she was speaking to David Rutledge, who's presenting the Religion and Ethics Report this week, while Andrew West is on Late Night Live. David, hello.
G'day, friend.
Why is this change being made to the census?
Well, it's about accuracy as much as anything else. Meredith Doig, the Rationalist Society of Australia, and other such groups are concerned that if you have no religion at the bottom of the list, then you'll have people filling out the census and they'll come to the other options first and think, oh, I went to a Catholic school, or I used to go to Sunday school, maybe I'm an Anglican, and they'll tick that. Then get to the bottom of the list, find that no religion is an option, but they've already filled it out. You know, they're in a hurry and off they go.
Is it the right question, nevertheless, even as it stands? What does no religion mean?
Well, yeah, that's a good question. The concern is that no religion will sort of bring in people who are virulent atheists on one hand, but also people who maybe have a personal spiritual practice, they're interested in religion, but they just don't line up with any of the major denominations. So under no religion, you would have, you know, Richard Dawkins and then someone like Deepak Chopra in the same group, which obviously shouldn't be the case.
Yeah, I mean, that doesn't actually get the snapshot of what Australia is.
Mm, that's right.
What's at stake here? If next year's census shows a significant increase in Australians who do not identify as belonging to any religion, what's the consequence of that? Is that of any matter?
Well, it is. I mean, one thing, of course, is that the government uses the census figures to determine things like funding allocation, tax exemptions for religious groups, this kind of thing. So if the numbers are artificially skewed, if there appear to be more, say, Christians in Australia than there actually are, then the concern of people like Meredith Doig is that too much money then flows to religious organisations. But I think maybe of more concern is that if we see a rise, or more significance, maybe not more concern, but a rise in the no religion cohort would perhaps suggest that there's a growing group of people in Australia for whom religion just isn't important, just isn't really an issue at all. And that at a time when religion globally is actually becoming more important. So perhaps we're seeing a decline of people who have a really informed and passionate engagement with religion and with religion questions.
David, thank you very much.
Thanks, Fran.
David Rutledge, you can hear more on this story on the Religion and Ethics Report this afternoon at 5:30 with David right here on RN.